The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tech giant Meta, the owner of Facebook, has announced it'll be significantly decreasing its staff in 2023, and it follows similar news from Twitter and Stripe in recent days. Well, what does that mean for the Irish tech industry? Future of work expert Peter Cosgrove joins me. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How do you read this? Is this, as someone described it earlier this morning, the canary in the coal mine, that there's about to be a mega disaster in the tech sector? Do you see it that way?
I don't see it that way. I see that tech firms, because they're so large, because they're such a huge employer, and we're having potentially a global recession, or at least that's what's being talked about, there's going to be huge challenges. They're usually pretty agile about kind of resizing quicker than other organizations, which is probably what they're doing. But I do think in the longer term, so much of our business and so much is going on around tech right now that they'll probably be a better sector to be in than many others.
Now, a lot of people got bad news from Stripe, and then subsequently they got bad news from Twitter if they were employed by Elon Musk. And the information seems to be that, you know, the local managers were not consulted as to who should go and who should stay. Like all tech firms, they probably just used an algorithm.
Yeah, well, look, I think when you're doing it at that sort of scale, the reality is the people who are in charge of that are probably the numbers people, and they're just looking at, this is the amount of money we need to take off. Elon Musk was very clear, it was $4 million a day they were losing. They probably had a number in their head, and as you said, it was probably done based on that. Not completely, there's no question that they would have identified key employees that they wanted to keep.
No, we're hearing though that Twitter is having to have a rethink on some of the people who were let go automatically. Our plans going forward, we need these people or people like them. We've got to offer them their jobs back.
Yeah, well, I mean, this happens a lot when people do these huge, we hear many times these apocryphal stories of people who make a huge teams redundant, and suddenly they're back working at contractors at twice the price, as well as a redundancy package they got along the way. So I think these are the challenges when you do such massive scale, especially if you're somebody coming into an organization new who might be brilliant at cars, but that doesn't mean you're going to be brilliant in a completely different industry.
Now, many of the people who work in the tech sector here are expats. They don't come from Ireland originally. They may stay, they may get jobs in other elements of the tech sector here. They may go home, thus vacating much needed accommodation.
Yeah, they may do. I would think, firstly, from a positive point of view, that we talk a lot about the bigger companies, Meta, Twitter, but they've actually been hoovering up a lot of the staff that many, many other organizations who wouldn't be seen as traditional tech firms, because obviously, in one sense, everybody's a tech firm and everybody looks for software engineers, you know, data analysts and so forth. So I think there'll be lots more jobs for those sorts of people. And there might be an argument that this might long term be better for Ireland, that we've a lot more of a distributed workforce disseminated around a lot of smaller startups or medium-sized firms rather than a couple of very, very large firms.
Would you see then the potential for lots of opportunity for those who have lost their jobs in recent days, although, you know, employment law may interfere with how quickly that is progressed, although it may mean people will be put on gardening leave if in some way these big companies fall foul of the law?
Yeah, I think firstly, some of the stats that are now starting to come out after the kind of COVID issues we've had is there's a massive growth in startups. And one of the reasons for that is it's very easy for a startup these days to work cross boundaries, cross countries. So startups are on the increase, and that's actually often very attractive for people in the tech world. Secondly, the reality is, you know, all trends are technology trends, whether it's smart cars, AI, data analysis, cybersecurity, and we're all addicted to our smartphones. So the people are, you know, looking for attention and they're looking for our data. So I think there's going to be a huge opportunity for people to stay in Ireland, to work in the tech sector, but secondly, to work in many other sectors, whether it's agricultural, retail, travel, because all of those to some degree are also tech as well these days.
How much of this is just a hiccup post-COVID that, you know, tech did prosper unlike other sectors during COVID, and now COVID is gone, we hope, and they look at their workforces and say, we may be overemployed during COVID?
Yeah, the one thing that slightly concerns me is, I mean, they would have made huge profits over that time. And it's not like they're in any trouble, you know, the short term. I know everybody only has a 3-month window looking out for the next quarter and so forth. But actually, you would like to think that there's a huge huge ability and investment in new areas. So another thing they've seen is there's twice as many patents at the moment going around the whole work from home technology, because that's what people are looking at as, you know, that's happening. That's not going to change. So there's lots of opportunities post COVID in areas we haven't seen before. And actually, there might be an argument for companies who actually don't, you know, cut back to the bone and actually use a bit of that time to actually invest in new areas of business.
All right. And obviously, if key personnel are let go by some of these companies, there'll be other companies saying, have said, I wish I could have had them. Well, maybe now is their opportunity. So not all bad news, Peter, from your point of view.
No. And I think, you know, from an Ireland point of view, it's really important that we kind of look at this from the point of view that we've got incredible talent here, incredible education, very young workforce, and we should be continuing to attract a lot of this investment into Ireland. And we're seen as, you know, a major player in this area. So I think we can continue to do that. And that should be good news for all tech jobs, but also all the downstream jobs from that as well.
Future of work expert Peter Cosgrove, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.